This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B.
And I am joined by a special guest today. I've actually been on her podcast before. Her name is Giselle. She's a cool Giselle, though.
Giselle with an S.
Okay. Yeah, but let's get it now. Don't get it fucked up. Host of Who Asked Me podcast. And I've actually been on a guest on your podcast before.
So yes, it was very fun.
Yes, that's how we met. And I live for your TikTok reviews. She reviews a lot of Housewives, also just pop culture in general. But I feel like the bulk of what you talk about is mostly reality television, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'll do some pop culture stuff, but for the most part of pop culture, I'm like, see, y'all don't make a lick of damn sense. And I don't want to be on the neighborhood talk. One of my biggest fears is opening up Instagram and one of my videos being on the Shade Room or the neighborhood talk.
Absolutely.
And
then
talking about neighbors, what do we think? And I'm going to have to delete everything.
No. I've never seen anything. Probably one of the dumbest corners of the entire internet is the Shade Room's comment section.
Oh, God.
And they know what they are doing too. They'll always put Lil Nas X, what do y'all think of his outfit? And he's wearing he's covered in the blood of Jesus and a thong. And then you know what they're going to be saying.
You know that they are rallying
all
of the ignorant to just bash. And I'm like, the fact that some people still engage with this shit is nuts.
Nuts. And it's grown so much. And you know what's crazy too? I've noticed in 2024, which is very disheartening, a lot of people that are like, MAGA, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's unhinged.
You got one check. You got one check.
One.
I can't.
And now he's not that bad. Really? One check for $1,200. $1,200 is all it takes? Oh, God.
Happy Black History Month.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Let's get right into it. So, Punxsutawney Phil today. Did you see? He came out.
Oh! He saw his shadow, didn't he?
He didn't. So that means another 6 weeks of Nicki Minaj Bigfoot tweets.
Oh.
Unfortunately for us.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa. Should we get into that?
It's been a long 7 days.
Yeah. It's longer than that. I think now it's been eight. So if anyone's been living under a rock, Nicki Minaj has been engaged in the biggest one-sided beef you have ever seen in the rap industry. She has been her people have been doxing people that are dissenters. The barbs are going full on, which is crazy too, because you dox somebody and depending on where your municipality is, right? I mean, it's always going to be at least a misdemeanor, class A, class B, whatever, but people are getting kicked out of jobs, schools for this kind of stuff,
literally for Nicki Minaj,
which is crazy because didn't she tell y'all to stay in school?
Children were left behind. It's honestly, it's truly the definition of arguing with a wall.
Absolutely,
because Meg has said nothing.
Yeah, my queen.
No, I mean, Drake should be more upset than Nicki is. And all the men, honestly, truly, all the men should be more upset than Nicki is.
Yeah, Nicki was like a stray, but like he was a direct hit. She talked about his BBL scars.
The etching.
It's funny, it truly is ridiculous. But the thing is on multiple listens, like when I first heard Hiss, I was like, oh, this is it's okay. But then the more you listen to it, like, I mean, it's some of her better lyricist work. I mean, she always eats rap. Like, that's not her problem. Some people complain that her flow doesn't switch up, but I don't know about that because anybody who's ever seen her freestyles knows that she can rap. Like, this is not a game for her. But upon several listens after, I'm like, this is a very good song, and Bigfoot is not that. Wow.
Listen, I am putting, I had to put Nicki Minaj on the, what I call the Bethany Frankel, plan for me, where I just cannot engage. It may get me engagement, but I can't, like, I'm not going to give them publicity to, you know, to boost my numbers, right? So I did not listen to Bigfoot because I cannot. Anybody, where is the team? Yeah. I say that's this
the
all
thing.
The time.
I think that's the thing, is there is no team, because a lot of people are saying that she's, I mean, I don't know the validity of this, because, but people are posting all kinds of records about her LLCs and stuff, and they're saying that she's broke. And I mean, I think there's maybe something to that, because if you're paying for your own music videos and the record label isn't paying for them, then that might be why there is no music videos from this album.
True. But I say all the time. And there might not be. I say all the time, bring back the PR days, bring back the days of proper public relations. In your words, we used to be a proper country. Yeah. We used to be a proper country. The girlies used to be hospitalized for exhaustion, and we believed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We believed it.
Yeah.
And honestly, if Nicki Minaj was hospitalized for exhaustion, I actually would believe that, because you have to be exhausted going on for 8 days and eight nights and with no response.
With zero. You're left on green bubble.
You're blocked. No delivery.
That's what I said at the beginning of this year. I said, you know what? Don't fight with anybody. Don't go back and forth with these bitches. Mm-mm. Just leave them on block and keep it pushing. Because life's too short. What? Like, Monica left her mom in that driveway, just standing there looking stupid in her Burberry print.
Hello? In her slippers. Get a ride with production.
Speaking of Monica, though, I wanted to talk about, like, stand-em for a second. And, like, you know, because we're talking about Nicki Minaj and the barbs and the... And it was kind of like we've already been on a very high setting all year since the year began because of the Monica stands, very similar to the barbs in their online fervor. But like everyone's, you know, you got the Monica stands. And then I was also thinking about, you know, just yesterday or the day before, I think Donald Trump is now planning an all out attack against Taylor Swift because she might endorse Joe Biden, which is a very real threat for him. He should be scared.
It is.
But going up against her is not very smart, because the Swifties, like I said, could plan a January 6th. Easily.
100%.
Yeah. They would be in the Capitol. They would be in the Rotunda, just exchanging friendship bracelets and but also climbing on the statues, tearing the shit down, knocking down doors.
They would be catapulting those friendship bracelets off of a fucking, what do they call it? What did they use on Traders the other day?
Slingshot or whatever the fight is.
Slingshot.
Yeah, whatever.
You know
the
what? Those things hurt. Okay. Yeah. If a bead hits you, it's going to hurt.
Yes. But yeah, just like, I don't know, there's no stand-em that I'm a part of. I do not associate with any kind of stand-em. I mean, I guess maybe like as Housewives as a whole, but I'm not a stand for anything because I don't love anything enough to like, it sounds terrible, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. Like, I love Beyonce, I 100% do. But if Beyonce got on the internet and was like, bullet fragments, bitch, bullet fragments, bitch, I would be like, oh, wow, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Blue, Tina. Yeah. You gotta get her, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not backing that behavior. And you know, we know with being two people who talk about Housewives online a lot.
Yeah.
I like, if you watch my videos, yes, I have Housewives that I like. I don't think anybody is above being checked or being called out. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? Yeah. For if you, I may love you down, but sometimes you do something stupid. I went to the school of NeNe Leakes. She taught me early that your fave is going to disappoint you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's
okay.
True.
And that doesn't mean you ride for them. That doesn't mean you like girl boss gas like gatekeep. It just means like, damn, I love her, but like, this is not her most shining moment, period.
This is what always kind of ruins the shows for me too, is I love, I think that's why I like love shows. Like, you know, I loved, I still love Salt Lake City, but I think I loved it more when people weren't watching as much and it wasn't as much of the conversation because too many people find out and then it becomes Stan Wars. And then it's like people are, it turns into a conversation of like people are posting really just like nasty photos of Heather Gay on like the body of Shrek. It's just like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we, this is like nasty now. And I feel like that's why I love Miami still, because really not that many people are watching it. And you have to really be into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just feel like the second too many people start finding out about it, then it's going to turn into, you know?
Yeah. And I just, you know, that's the thing. For I think I said on Twitter, y'all say, feel however you want about Heather Gay, right? I, Lord knows I do. But to deny that her face, her, she looks good.
Yeah.
Like you, and even before, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Y'all aren't going to sit up in my face and fucking lie to me. And also on that same note, the Angie K thing too, like don't lie in my fucking face. You saw her, the face is sitting.
Oh my God.
She, on that reunion. Like
I said, this, she is so fucking gorgeous. So gorgeous.
I like, think the whole cast is just like stunning. So there's not anyone that good. Doesn't. Yeah.
And Lord knows I love my trampoline with eyes, Meredith. Like, Lord knows I love that lady down. But like, I do. And I think I like their glow ups. I think they all, you know, from first season Housewife to what are they about to go into five? I think they have all blown up really well. Very still kind of like naturally, like natural enhancements. I always say I got critiques, but one thing I'm not is a hater. I always think of it as the Devil Wears Prada when what's her face walks in. Are those the Dolce & Gabbana boots?
Yeah.
You look good. She gets mad. It's like, no, you look good. Okay.
Yeah, you got to tell the truth. Is there like a housewife that you would ride or die though for, like you would defend till like, you know, almost to the wheels fall off?
I'm going to defend until sense runs out, right? Until sense runs out. But
that's how I
you know ration it, and believe it or not, it is Dr. Nicole.
Okay,
because for Miami, because I just love her down, and she.
I don't know if I want to tell you this though. I don't want to tell you, friend.
What?
She follows Candace Owens on Instagram. Last I checked, let me double check.
You had posted that. I saw you post that, and I.
But you know what?
Dumb and happy. Is that what you say? Dumb and happy.
I know. I had to like turn it off. I'm just going to double check right now before I don't want to.
I did see
that. Yeah, she still is. She still is.
I did see that. You know, but at least she's not acting like Lisa on that gondola. Until she starts acting up.
Is she looking up? I was looking if she follows Vivek. Usually that kind of brand of craziness is usually like on the Vivek or Ben Shapiro, God forbid.
Right.
No? Okay, we're good. Just Candace Owens. Maybe she just likes her looks. Maybe she just likes the way she...
Anyways.
Karen Huger's that for me, though. Like Karen.
Yes, Huger's. Karen, too. Yeah, Karen.
Because like she doesn't even really use the internet like that. So we're not going to really find anything crazy. So any of the crazy stuff that we're going to see is really on the show. And it's, you know. So...
And Karen is just deeply unserious. She is my favorite brand of deeply unserious.
Yeah.
She's carrying Potomac on her back. She needs a bonus. Okay. They have our mother stressed.
Yeah. I want to talk about that before I get ahead of myself, because I definitely want to talk about what the issues with it. Cause you have a lot of opinions on it. Going back to the stand-in really quick. Is there like a specific show? Cause sometimes I feel like these different shows have different levels of, what's the word I'm looking for? The different stand-ins are not created equal. Like for instance, the base of Roni, the way that they kind of have dialogue about these kind of the show in general, especially on different platforms, it's just like there's a different caliber of fan. You know what I mean? And this is like, for instance, like I felt like sometimes when we talk about race relations or colorism and stuff like that, I feel like you know, the conversation from an Atlanta base is different than like Potomac. It's just like, you know what I mean? And also like, if we're talking about like, I don't know, women's value after a divorce or something like that, or was it like stay at home moms versus working moms? I feel like it was totally different with OC than it would be with like, I don't know, somewhere, I don't know, maybe on the East Coast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just I get what you're saying.
Is there like a very toxic stand-in for a specific show that just like you won't?
My top ones at the end of Jersey has to be it.
Yeah.
At the end of covering Jersey last season, I had to turn comments off on multiple Jersey videos last year.
The vitriol for some of the women for no reason. And it's like, it always just like descends back into,
yeah,
I hate Margaret, she's ugly. I hate Melissa with her fake nose. It's just like, what are we talking about? Like, this isn't, you know what I mean?
Because Melissa's face eats.
Okay, yeah, again,
like I'm not yeah, debating it. You are lying.
Yes.
Melissa's face eats. Okay, so yeah, we're not gonna do that. But yeah, Jersey and then Potomac teeters a line for me just because I cannot deal with the half conversations. Like a lot of the conversations that could be had in the verse of like colorism and things when it comes to Potomac are so much broader, but the people trying to have them, I'm sorry, you just don't have the brain capability. Your brain does not reach those levels because you like want to say it either is or it isn't. It's not that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, everything is not colorism. I agree with that, but I also can understand that. Yes, I'm a Black woman. I'm a very brown Black woman. I do not have the same experiences as Dr. Wendy, as a dark skinned Black woman. And I don't have the same experiences as Giselle or Robin. And, you know, as a light skinned Black woman. So I can understand that and I can listen and find a middle ground, but the Black community, sometimes I wish we would gatekeep certain things because when the people really started diving into the colorism conversation, I said, oh, baby Jesus, not Ek and Sue, because people don't get it, or they half get it and they want to overuse it. And it's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tiring.
it's really tiring. I was just thinking, wasn't there, I lost my train of thought. There was another show I was just thinking of, but a lot of the people commenting, especially that's why I hate sometimes when we talk about these things on the shows for too many seasons, because then it's like, I feel like that's kind of happening with Beverly Hills right now. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I think it's stuff that has to be addressed, but I hate that people are like, now it's turning into, well, this is all Garcelle ever does. This is all she talks about. Right. Well, it's like, but she is a Black woman on a show full of white women, and especially a very dumb one, Dorit. come on. But let's be real. But we'll talk about Beverly Hills in a second. Are you watching the Grammys? I want to switch gears. Do you care about those?
I watch the red carpets.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's in the after shows. But you know what? I want E! To bring back, E! Fired a bunch of people last year and said that they were getting back to the core of what they represent. And I just saw that Julia Fox is getting a show on there. So I don't know what core they're getting back to. I want the before and the after shows back, right? I want Fashion Police back. That was part of the fun. And I did like a mock, like who I would cast on a modern day Fashion Police. And, you know, a couple people got up in arms. They're like, there's no comedian. There's no Joan Rivers. First of all, you have to be, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
God loved her down. Okay.
I was literally just talking about her last episode on here.
You have to be a very, very smart type of comedian to pull off what Joan Rivers pulled off. And as of late, quick. And you didn't care that Joan Rivers wasn't a fucking fashionista.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I don't think that it needs to be replica. Like, you don't, people trying to be Joan Rivers is how Juliana Rancic lost her job. Okay. Got canceled. Right. But you have to be committed to being entertaining.
Yes, for sure. And like, also not everyone has it, because I think that what a lot of, especially because they keep hiring now influencers to do these kinds of jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think that the key that we're missing is that they could be somewhat funny, but I think that influencers in general, the whole thing is predicated on you wanting the spotlight. And I feel like the thing about Joan Rivers is she was very self-deprecating at the same time. So she wasn't like, I'm better than you. She was like, in the same breath, she'd be like, well, I look like shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's just like, it's different. She's not trying to be part of that world. She's just commenting. You'll never have another.
We won't. Yeah. It does. It again, ugh. God rest her soul.
Yeah.
We'll never have another Joan. We'll never have another Wendy.
Speaking of, did you see the trailer for the 2-part Wendy doc?
I could barely get through it. It hurts me to see Wendy like that. It hurts.
I didn't know that they were making this.
I didn't either.
I just saw it yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? And it comes on right in time for my birthday.
Ugh. Oh, it really pains me to see her like that because.
But it is still good because I feel like offers a little bit of closure because that sounds so final. Mm-hmm. But like, it's good to know what's going on because there's just like no one advocating, it sounds like.
Yeah, true. It is what it sounds like. One of my favorite Whitney stories, it has to do with Whitney. Wendy stories mm-hmm. is when Whitney Houston, again, one of my
favorites. Oh, yeah.
Said that her and her best friend, what's that lady's name, was about to roll down to the Robin. Yes.
Yeah, she said they were going to pull up to the
I said, the girls don't do it like this anymore.
We need the back. Oh, my God.
Oh, I miss it.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately.
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have so right before we got on here, I saw that Vicky Gunvalson is now, I guess, oh God, go away. She's now popped up in the press again. I just don't like this woman. Vicky Gunvalson has popped up in the press again because she made a comment about, if you guys aren't aware, Caroline Manzo officially took legal action against the network, Bravo. Or NBC Universal, I guess, for alleged negligence, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, sexual battery, and other causes of action. And claiming that Brandi Glanville touched her numerous times against her will, sexually assaulted her.
Victoria say?
Victoria said, I guess Brandi was commenting about it on social media, basically defending herself, saying she didn't do it. And Vicky Gunvalson replied to the message saying, I'm looking forward to being on your podcast today.
Oh, God.
So it sounds like they're probably sitting there right now while we're sitting here doing this. she said, you are beautiful inside and out. The truth always prevails. And I'm confident the stress you were going through will hopefully be done soon. It's rubbing me the wrong way that a lot of the women that claim that they weren't even in the bathroom at the time that this whole thing took place, if you're familiar with the way that this all worked out. I think the only person, it sounds like the only person that was allegedly in the same room with Brandi and Caroline was Alex McCord. And Alex McCord seems to be the only person who's not actively speaking out against Caroline Manzo.
Which is smart.
Yeah. Okay. But it's just like very annoying if like all these women aren't didn't see it go down. So how do they know what did or didn't happen? And from Brandy's track record, she's known to be very handsy with people and take it over the edge. You know.
Well, you know what bothers me, and I think you echoed this sentiment
again with the stand-up too, is the people.
Yes. And
they're more upset about not getting a season of a reality show than they are about a woman that has a history of sexual abuse in her life.
Exactly. It's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
People like, can't separate.
Yeah. And they're like memeing Caroline Manzo. It's like, this is not the fucking look at all. And this is what I fucking hate about Bravo stand-up. Mm-hmm. It's just like, they don't know when to draw the fucking line. Y'all weren't in Morocco. You don't know what happened. And you just want to see mess on TV. And you don't give a fuck about this woman being sexually assaulted just because you don't like Caroline Manzo. I don't even like Caroline Manzo. She's not one of my favorite housewives by far. But that doesn't mean I'm okay with her being sexually assaulted.
Correct.
For the sake of entertainment, that's like,
and listen, here's
really disappointing.
Here's the thing. Also, I understand. I do, like you said, I echo your statement. I don't agree with Caroline writing the character letter for the brother-in-law
that
obviously committed a crime against her sister.
Yeah,
I stay out of the Manzo's business. You know, how folks say
I want to keep my kneecaps.
I stay out of Italian folks' business because me and the Italians, we get along real bad. Right. So I stay out of that shit. But the thing that's disturbing is because, yes, we can all agree that Caroline shouldn't have written that character witness statement. We don't believe that doesn't mean that Caroline should be subject to or should have bad things happen to her. And the people that I've seen saying like, oh, now she knows how Dina fell. No. Yeah. No. Well, how'd you get there?
Yeah, how'd
you
get there? From Z to A? Like, what?
Actually,
the fuck?
I don't want to know how you got there because it sounds wacky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like for shit to make sense. Like, it's, and it, like you said, you know, people, let's just, and I think Brandy said this too. Can we just air the season so people can really see what happens? Brandy,
what we want to air.
Brandy, I don't think you want to do that, beloved.
Yeah.
I
stick by the fact that I've never found her entertaining. I've never been like, oh, Brandy is, she's never really, it's just not my type of housewife. She doesn't really check the boxes for me of a, I mean, listen, one of the things that I love in a housewife is a broke housewife. So she checks that box.
True. You
but she's not entertaining to me. She's not like incredibly, you know, and just like, the, you know what it was? It's that black people can't swim comment. From her first or second season, I'm like, I'm off you. I don't like you. I'm not messing with you. That's weird. You get drunk and you say shit, and it's like, it's just not funny to me. It's very like lowbrow, throw drinks in someone's face for no reason. It's like, you knew Eileen for 2 months.
Oh,
you thought it was funny to just throw a drink in it? What is
my Eileen Davidson, who gave us one of the best, most quotable moments from
which
the
one?
Entire
Beast.
How dare you?
When
I say, when I text somebody, how dare you? I am saying it. That is what I say. How dare you? Okay. But Brandy, and I agree with you. Brandy was one of those people that like, she would say things. Brandy reminds me of a Monica kind of.
Yeah.
Like if Monica would
Her fan base is
on,
similar. There's very low vibrational dummies.
If Monica would have stayed on,
me. Oh my God.
He would have followed the same like Brandy Glanville. The reason I was fine-ish with Brandy Glanville, and when I do like Beverly Hills rewatches, sometimes I'm like, God, she would be so close to like being like, okay, girl, you got it. And then like you said, she would say stupid shit like, oh, my black friends think that's hilarious. Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like, how you got me rooting for the mistress? How you got me rooting for the Miss Leanne Rhymes? Okay, like I love me some Leanne.
The thing is also with Brandy too, there's zero character development.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that has really changed. If anything, she's just gotten like weirder with the drinking. It's like less fun and more tragic. And I don't think that she's, because every time she apologizes and spirals and kind of is like, you know, she does that whole like, does something really terrible to you, then she gets drunk and cries about it and then makes up with you. And then you just know she's going to do it again tomorrow. And it's like this weird cycle. It's like the Dorinda of it all. Like there's zero development. So that's really, you know.
No, you're 100% correct. It's just so stale. And I can see, like, remember when she slapped LVP too. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, that was what I was thinking.
First of all, we would have turned that boat over.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We would have turned that boat over. Here in Jersey, in Bergen County.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why do you slap people? Why do you throw wine in their face? Why do you do the things that you do? Like, why do you act like that?
You don't see how you act?
Yeah, it's how you act.
Someone whose character development I'm interested in seeing, though. Rumors, or I guess not even rumors at this point, it's confirmed that Alexis Bellino is going to be back on Real Housewives of the Orange County.
Oh.
That's a very interesting arc to me, right? Because she was like super Jesus freak. They called her Jesus Jugs her first time around. Now she's coming back and she is divorced. She's got a hot young boyfriend. Or no, never mind. Sorry. She was dating a young man.
Yeah.
Or youngish. And now she's dating John, who used to date Shannon. So he's not so young or hot.
No.
But I mean, if I was brandy drunk, never mind.
I'm picking up with you for now. We don't need to talk about it. it's a can I say something? And I got you.
Anyways, no, but now her arc is so interesting because like she has, I think one trans kid. I think she maybe has two trans kids. I think it's
one.
Yeah, I believe so. So that's really interesting because coming from her background and as like awful as her ex was. So I'm really interested to see how she went from point A to point Z. I welcome it. I like
You know, I welcome it too. Okay. Let me say that. I'm going to start there because I love mess.
Yeah.
Something so dark about Shannon Bedore, in general, not having to do with John and Alexis, but just in general. I mean, we all saw the video of the, you know, about the DUI, right? There's just something so dark about her. And the fact that Alexis is now dating her ex-boyfriend and just going to be on the show.
Yeah.
I worry.
It's really those... like they're kind of dangling something over her. Like she's clearly has a problem and the network is, I don't.
Shannon is one of those housewives that I actually worry about because along with Sonia, because there's something so dark inside of them, a sadness that you can see inside of them. And you're just like, okay, maybe not too much on them because I don't think they can take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see the headlines already.
It is going to be an interesting season.
Yeah, and Vicky and Tamra are going back and forth already.
Yeah. Vicky just wants to film, but I pray to God she doesn't. I can't. Pray,
Lord Jesus. First of all, let me not say
that. I want to be free.
I am going to say that. Vicky, every time she steps on the screen, she looks like she's melting. Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. And then she'd be sipping on that tequila and then trying to start an argument.
Yeah.
All while like just melting. And I'm like, Vicky, know when to just go away gracefully. Please.
Heather Dubrow, I just listened to a podcast the other day. I was at the gym. It's like I think it's the Bravo official podcast. I forget the name of it, but they interviewed
with Alex Baskin.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The producer. Mm-hmm. And it was her and Terry Dubrow. I could take or leave Terry Dubrow. Nice guy, though, I'm sure. Heather, though, in again, with the character development, I feel like I used to not like her the first round, but there's something I really like about her now. She's so smart and with it and just kind of like, do you like Heather Dubrow?
I do. I do enjoy it. Like
especially
you said, the second
perfect
time around.
On OC.
Yeah. She is.
Because it's like without her, there is no like grounding force on that fucking show. And I just, I really like her. She seems like a cool person now.
Oh, I do like Heather. Yeah.
Thank God she's staying on that show. When there was rumors of her moving to LA, I was like, oh, this is, they need her on OC.
Yeah. I was going to say,
they probably pay her so much. They probably do. And she's probably SAG, I think, right?
Yeah, she is. Oh,
yeah. So she, you know, she'd probably get a pretty penny.
Yeah, and I mean that was part of the you know, the argument with what's her face? Taylor last year, who's not coming back now, which I was like, I found weird. I was like, why did we just bring her for a friend of for this one season? It was odd, right?
Yeah, I thought it was good though. I did too.
I don't know why she's not coming back. I just found that
it sounds
weird.
Like they've got a ton of new people in the mix though. So
is Gina coming back?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
They have a black girl though. There's an Asian in there too.
You know who I want to see?
Trying to do some DEI.
Diversity and inclusion. You know who I want to see is Bill Burr's wife on Beverly Hills. She was working with something at that Taco Tuesday.
Oh, the black woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Crystal has a lot of friends, right?
I mean, she lost 14, but she's got, it seems like she's got 15 more. So it's fine.
She's kind of Senator Diamond when you think about it. She really pops off online. She's got the one-liners. I mean, she's kind of, she's the only one really doing stuff.
She, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
When you wake Crystal up, when you wake her up, she checks
yeah.
in.
Yes, Talks yeah. in. Finally.
And Marie's still going on her Instagram stories. So. Mm.
Traitors. Loved maybe the best episode I've seen, but I haven't seen, I haven't seen like all the foreign ones. I've seen like the American ones, but that had to have last night have to have been like the best episode.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was so good.
I am so fucking obsessed with Phaedra getting her lick back in the form of mispronouncing Parvati's name. Any chance she gets.
Parvati. You know,
she says poverty. Like she just can't, cause she knows she's like, cause that one time that they tried to set her up the first time.
Mm-hmm. I think
she's just like Loki getting her lick back every time. I just love Phaedra. She's running the game. She's like running that entire mansion 24/7. She's even fitting in a little bit of time for a showman's with CT.
Oh, listen.
Them holding each other's hands running through that forest for playing damsel in distress.
I have loved CT since he first showed up. He was on Real World. Yeah. Real World Paris.
Was he Paris?
He
ended up on the challenge. Yeah.
Okay. I have loved CT since for so long. I love this for Phaedra because I love it. Bring back showmances. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so low stakes. That's what I love about Traitors as well. It is so low stakes. And if you try and argue about Traitors, what are you doing? Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And Phaedra's kind of like low-key crazy too. So I feel like she's crazy. Like I know they're probably like, they're not just like holding hands. I know they're hunching.
100%.
She's crazy enough to hunch in those hotel rooms. 100%. I'm sure. Like she would absolutely do that. And then still find time to still like be diabolical and run this entire show. Cause that's just the kind of person that Phaedra is. And that's why she's winning. I love her.
She's perfect on this show. Perfect. Now, Dan is an idiot because he was smart, you talk about, when she said Burgalicious and hugging, what's her name? Larsa, Marcus's girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should have clocked when Tamra died and she said, anybody got the boiled egg?
Yeah.
That should have been, that was the clockable moment.
Yes. Because
for me, I was like, Phaedra, you having too little of a reaction.
Yeah.
For one of your fellow housewives being gone. And why did Tamra cry?
I know. I felt really bad because I felt like Tamra was about to get cooking. You know, she didn't really like get that involved. And I feel like she had lasted a little bit longer. She's just not a really good game. She's good on Housewives, but not for this, you know?
No.
Because you realize that like her, she has like, she just dials it up to 10 so quickly on her regular show. But this is a show where you have to play a social game. You have to stay quiet and just kind of watch.
Right.
She's not really good at that.
Tamara's a permanent housewife. Like, I think that's how she operates in general.
Yeah.
Like, which is why people think she's a bad friend. Right. Because she's always putting, that's how her brain works. That's housewife first, Tamra second.
Yes. Phaedra's winning. She's a mastermind, diabolical, queen of everything on this show. On the other end of the spectrum, however, lives Sheree, who has been failing upwards for years. And I love that for her. This isn't a read. Like, I love, you know, if you guys listen to this podcast, you know I love Sheree. I love her down, but my baby has been failing upwards and I love it for her. But she doesn't know the rules of the game. Like every time
she's gonna get to the final just for not knowing what the fuck is going on.
Watch this bitch accidentally win this entire shit. And I love her. She's just like, what y'all are killing me after she voted for the person to get, like, she votes.
I am not happy right now.
I am not happy right now. Sheree, shut up.
You're not happy. You voted.
What was it when she was on that cell phone that time in house? That is my mother.
That is my mother. I am not happy with how you would do my mother. What it would make it better is if
I love
Kim,
her.
If Kim was there with her.
Oh my God. Kim Zolciak would be amazing, terrible, but
I could just see the face now, lips all like, nose scrunched, and just at the littlest thing, if somebody would be like, Kim, I think you're a traitor. What? Oh my God, you're a fucking loser. Get fucking real. Goes outside and smokes.
I feel like Andy Cohen seems to have a real affinity for Kim just because she was one of the originals, you know? He really like loves those original women.
Oh yeah.
And I can't ever imagine anyone in their right mind would ever put her on Housewives, especially what's going on with her and Corey up in that house of horrors that they live in.
Oh my god.
There you go.
I sent you the video.
Yeah, you did. I don't even want to get into all that dark stuff. No one would put her back on Housewives with all of that stuff. But I could see once maybe all the dust kind of settles with that, if it ever does, because people like Corey and Kim, they give me the vibe that they just love living in. They only live in a state of chaos like that. And I feel like they're so meant for each other, because who else could deal with either of them at this point? But if the dust ever settles with their current situation, I feel like she could end up being on these kinds of shows. I feel like he would put in a good word for her to end up on these. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, for sure. But I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Kim is about to be on The Surreal Life with Chet Hanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Chet
Hanks. Oh, right.
Hanks.
She already filmed it.
Yeah, because, and I saw like a producer had put up a photo or a funny video or something of her, because I had forgotten about it. And the streets were saying that her and Chet had like a little showmance themselves.
Yep.
I'm
and you know
up.
What?
And if I'm
I listen, Chet Hanks, well, if I was brandy drunk,
I'm gonna have to leave you on that one. You're gonna have to be there by yourself. You cannot, that's not a say something we can. Nope.
God, never mind. Which housewife would you like to see next on Traitors?
Who would I like to see next?
Ashley Darby would eat.
You think?
I think so. She acts like she's on Traitors on Potomac, you know?
She's a Gemini.
You know who I think would also randomly Jessel. Be good?
Jessel.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't see her, but I mean I'd like anything with more Jessel, I'm always down.
Yeah.
But I randomly think that I don't love this person. I don't like them really at all. But Teddy Mellencamp, I think, could be interesting.
Let me say this. She'd probably make a great show. But my nerves.
Yes.
My nerves.
I feel like she would
them.
Play a really hard game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that last season that she was on Beverly Hills, she was working for that check.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know who else who I think would be good, like in a charade type of way on the show? Alexia from Miami.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Alexia, I would love to see. Kiki, I would love to see also, because Kiki eats down.
Yes. Those are really the women, I think, from Miami, I think. I don't need to see Julia.
No.
But we like her, you know. But no.
Yeah. Yeah. Not her wife, but her. Yeah.
Listen, I want to go over to the bonus episode so we can talk about, well, I guess we can talk about it. We're also is a Potomac. I want to talk a little bit about Beverly Hills and Lisa Hochstein completing her villain arc on Houses of Miami. Maybe Lenny was not the only bad person in that relationship. We're going to get into it. Talk about your podcast really quick so people can hear about it. It's Who Asked Me podcast. Guys, it's really funny. There's also an episode with me.
That
was like a month or two ago. I forget. It was like,
a month. Oh, we're in February now. So maybe 2 months ago. Okay. But yeah. So Who Asked Me podcast is my podcast. It's pop culture. It's reality TV. It's all the things. I talk about myself just a slight tiny bit because I don't want y'all in my business too much. But of course, TikTok also for short little reviews on the shows.
Who follow her TikTok.
SL, yeah, Who SL is SELLE.
SELLE. Mm-hmm. You guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy, _PetShopBoy on Twitter. I don't really tweet that much, but well, sometimes I've been having fun when I'm doing Traitors. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode, this and others. And we are going to talk about Esophagate. Like I said, Lisa Hochstein's, the Hochsteins are both kind of, yeah. Love you guys and see you at the B-side. Bye.
Welcome.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.